Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
Meta's open source Llama upsets the AI horse race. Meta is giving its answer to OpenAI's GPT-4 away for free. The move could intensify the generative AI boom by making it easier for entrepreneurs to build powerful new AI systems. By Kari Johnson. In May, an anonymous memo apparently written by a Google researcher concerned about the company's future leaked online. It argued that while executives squabbled about the competitive threat of text generation technology from OpenAI, open-source software was quietly eating our lunch. As proof, the memo cited Llama, a large language model made by Meta that was initially available only to researchers by invitation, but within days leaked on 4chan and quickly became popular with programmers who adapted and built on the project. Within weeks of its release, variants called Alpaca and Vicuña were nearly as good as ChatGPT, but agile enough to customize on a laptop computer. The impact on the community cannot be overstated, the leaked Google memo said. Suddenly, anyone is able to experiment. Meta isn't offering up Llama 2 alone. It has support with some major partners that are already making the model available to their customers, including AI startups Hugging Face, Databricks, and OctoML. Microsoft, which has invested $10 billion in OpenAI, will nonetheless also offer Llama 2 downloads to developers for use in the cloud or on Windows. At a conference for Microsoft customers last week, CEO Satya Nadella talked excitedly about developers being able to use Meta's open-source AI alongside the proprietary offerings of OpenAI. Amazon's cloud division, AWS, also offers access to Llama 2. Ahmed Aldal, Meta's vice president of generative AI, declines to say what role the leak of the first Llama model played in the company's new strategy for Llama 2. If you look back at Meta's history, we've been a huge proponent of open source, he says, pointing to the example of PyTorch, a popular tool for developers working with machine learning. One of the major motivations for building a community around this was that we saw there was demand beyond researchers to work on these models and improve them. Aldal says work is already underway on the development of Llama 3, but he would not specify how it will be different. Though Llama 2 lends credibility to Meta as a leader in open-source AI, not all aspects of the release can be characterized as open. The training data used to create the model is described in release materials only as publicly available online sources, and the company won't offer further details about what went into the model's creation. Meta's license for Llama 2 also requires companies with more than 700 million monthly active users to establish a separate license agreement with Meta. It is not clear why, but the clause creates a barrier to other tech giants building on the system. The model also comes with an acceptable use policy, which prohibits generating malicious code, promoting violence, or enabling criminal activity, abuse, or harassment. Meta did not respond to a request about what actions it might take if Llama 2 was used in breach of that policy. John Turow, an investor at Madrona Ventures in Seattle, says Meta's pivot from trying to restrict distribution of the first Llama model to open sourcing the second could enable a new wave of creativity using large language models. Developers and entrepreneurs are very resourceful, and they're going to find out what they can squeeze out of Llama 2, he says. Turow likens Meta's choice to release Llama 2 this month to Google introducing the Android mobile operating system in 2007 to rival Apple's iOS. By giving away a cheap but powerful alternative, Meta can become a counterbalance to proprietary systems like the kind developed by OpenAI, sparking innovation that could feed back ideas that help improve Meta products and services. Llama 2 is the first openly released model on par with ChatGPT, says Nathan Lambert, an AI researcher at Hugging Face, a startup that releases open-source machine learning software, including generative models. He doesn't consider the project truly open source because of Meta's limited disclosures about its development, but he is astonished by the number of Llama 2 variations he sees in his social media feed. One example is the latest version of WizardLM, an AI system similar to ChatGPT, designed to follow complex instructions. 8 out of 10 models trending currently on Hugging Face, a number of which are made to generate conversational text, are variations of Llama 2. I think there's a case to be made that Llama 2 is the biggest event of the year in AI, Lambert says. He says proprietary models have the advantage today, but he believes that later versions of Llama will catch up and before long, we'll be able to perform most tasks that people turn to ChatGPT for today. Lambert also says the Llama 2 release leaves a number of questions unanswered, in part due to the lack of documentation of training data. And it will still remain the case that only major players like Meta, Google, Microsoft, and OpenAI will have the computing resources and staff needed to make leading large language models. But he is hopeful that despite the success of OpenAI's proprietary approach, language models are shifting into an era of transparency. A voluntary agreement between the White House and 7 major AI companies calls for tests of things like potential for discrimination or impact to society or national security before deployment. It's a trend that could be challenged by growing questions about legal liability for AI systems and increasing regulatory pressure from politicians, who fear that malicious actors will start using open-source models. Like Demis Hassabis, the AI researcher now leading Google's AI development, Turow disagrees with the assertion made by the leaked Google memo that it and other major AI companies are threatened by open-source AI. He thinks data, talent, and access to computing power will continue to protect the biggest tech companies, but not make them invincible. He's now watching to see what startups and researchers do with Llama 2, expecting to see them rapidly improve, as happened with the first iteration of Meta's model. He says that should create new possibilities for both startups and the broader field of AI. We're seeing open source continually get better and better, so there may be surprises that upset the early leaders, Turow says. I don't know what will happen. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.